bringing Christ to the world through the media.
Listener supported.
Here for you every day.
Welcome to the Relevant Radio Spring Pledge Drive. Give hope.
Well, hello. I got an interesting little thing we did here at Relevant Radio from Hawaii. And John in Hawaii said that he enjoys the show, and every whale, dolphin, and shark in the ocean send their greetings aloha. Sharks? I suppose I'm grateful that the sharks are listening. Never mind. Let's pray. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to thy protection, implored thy help, or sought thy intercession was left unaided. Inspired by this confidence, I fly unto thee, O Virgin of Virgins, my Mother. To thee do I come. Before thee I stand sinful and sorrowful. O Mother of the Word incarnate, despise not my petitions, but in thy mercy hear and answer me. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, again, thanks for all your generosity and your kindness and your patience. We really do need your help. So you can call in, and I'd be very grateful. You can go to the app or to the website if you want to donate, or you can call in to the number, the general number, which is 877-291-0123. Let me give you that again. 877-291-0123. And I gotta say it again, I enjoy doing this so much, and I'm so grateful to all of you to give me the opportunity to, well, I suppose, to keep my mind working. It gets harder to keep it going as one ages, but use it or lose it, they say. And so it's great to be able to use it in your service and the service of the Lord. Well, let's, all that aside, let's go to the big book on the coffee table. You know the one, the Bible. This is Acts, the 8th chapter, and this is about the very first official persecution of the church. There broke out a severe persecution of the church in Jerusalem. This is around, maybe A.D. When was it? Let's see. I actually looked it up. It's sort of around A.D., I think, 44. And it's the persecution under Herod Agrippa. He died in 44. This was probably a little earlier. This would probably have been around, 40 A.D. And it was initiated by Herod Agrippa. Who was Herod Agrippa? He was the king of Israel. Originally, he had been, well, not king of the whole area, but he eventually got the whole of what we today would call Israel. But very, very interesting person, Herod Agrippa. He was the grandson of Herod the Great, the Herod who killed the babies. And he was raised in Rome. He was as Roman as he was Greek, as he was Jewish. He was raised in the palace of the imperial family in Rome. And he was good friends with Emperor Caligula and good friends with Emperor Claudius. So he was thoroughly Roman. Was desperate to keep peace in the Holy Land. At that time the Jews were very troublesome to Rome because, of course, they refused to worship Roman gods and claim their exemptions, which the Romans looked at any religion that preceded the foundation of the city of Rome as an ancient religion. Therefore, it had status. The Jews were allowed great privileges. They didn't have to serve in the army. They didn't have to worship the emperor, all that sort of thing. Emperor worship was really only coming in at this point, but still you had to honor the divine genius of Rome kind of thing. And the Jews would not permit any kind of profanation of their land, or especially of the temple. So it was getting tense. And Herod Agrippa was desperate to keep peace with his kind of adopting family, the imperial family of Rome. I think a lot of people don't realize that. So that's the persecution that we're talking about. And he did this, one suspects, to please the governing body, the priests who essentially were the on-the-ground government of the Holy Land, and to please the Romans, who were the occupying power. Now, when we say occupying power, there weren't soldiers everywhere. They kept soldiers up in Syria. But there were not a lot of soldiers garrisoned in the Holy Land itself because, well, it was not an area that was easily invaded, that was protected by deserts on the east. So, with the pliant kings of the Herodian family, they didn't have to worry about it too much. So that's kind of the background of this. Anything to keep peace. So the war broke out and everyone was scattered through the countryside of Judea and Samaria except the apostles. Now, this is really kind of the song I want to sing here. I've been talking about apostles, and the word apostle simply means missionary. Means missionary. However, I think we need to look at what the word missionary means. We think of a missionary as somebody who just goes around spreading the gospel. It's more than that. The word apostolos really means a delegate, someone who is delegated. He's sent forth with orders. And when we talk, for instance, about bishops as being the successors of the apostles, that a bishop is a man who is under orders. In other words, they don't initiate doctrine. They're not theologians. I mean, they should be good theologians, but they aren't philosophers or theological innovators. They're sent under orders. And I think this is a very important thing to look at in this reading, that where does the authority come from? So many people want to say that the church didn't really exist in a structured form until Constantine. I remember this book, Constantine's Sword, which I think is very bad history. It's clear. I mentioned that yesterday, that in the reading, that Jesus, he seems to have had a work day on the first Easter. He appears to Peter, then he appears to the 12, then he appears to 500, then he appears to the apostles. In other words, all these missionaries, and then he appears to James, his brother, who is kind of the clan patriarch, a respected Pharisee. So Jesus is establishing an order in the church. You got Cephas, you got the 12, you got the 500, you got the apostles, the missionaries, and then you got James. So Jesus established an order, and this idea of the apostles, that there was a leadership group, a delegated group of leaders in the early church at the very beginning. So I think when we think of the apostles as the 12 apostles, as I said yesterday, all of the 12 were apostles. They were all delegated missionaries, people who had been given a task and given authority. But not all of the apostles were members of the 12. So looking back at this, I think we really have to understand that Jesus did create a church, and that's important. And then we read going on that this persecution ended in the miraculous. So when we hear that there's an institution that is created, well, we think of the church as an institution, but it's an institution filled with the power of the Holy Spirit, where there isn't order and real delegated authority. Well, we don't have the church. Where there isn't real power, and where Christ is present, lives are changed and miracles are worked. So speaking of miracles being worked, we're going to go now to hear something from Father Rocky. We will be back in a moment, but Father Rocky has something to share.
Hi, Father Rocky here, and this pledge drive is just flying by. If you haven't had a chance to make a donation yet, now's your chance. Today only, we have two special thank you gifts at the dollar a day giving level. The first is a book called How They Love Mary, and you're going to learn about how saints really loved Our Lady. St. Damian of Molokai, St. Padre Pio, St. Francis of Assisi, St. Thomas Aquinas, and we can learn from those saints. In addition to the book, we're going to include a very special Divine Mercy image, brown scapular that has a little St. Benedict medal and crucifix attached to it. The book and the Divine Mercy scapular are both yours if you give a dollar a day or more to support the work of Relevant Radio. Give now at relevantradio.com or on the Relevant Radio app, or you can call us at 877-291-0123.
It is. You're always looking for that something a little different, a little unique. That's exactly what you've got with this scapular. It's got the Divine Mercy image on one side with the promise of the scapular on the other side. It is absolutely awesome, amazing, beautiful. You will love it, and it is one of a kind. It's yours when you make your gift of a dollar a day. But remember, today is the only day. This is the only day it's available, and when they're gone, they are gone. And every year we say, you know what, we hope there's some left for Drew, and these are very, very popular. They're going out the door pretty doggone quick. So get yours now at relevantradio.com. Use the app on your smartphone or tablet, or call 877-291-0123.
Yeah, Mary, very special item for you today and today only, and only while the supplies last. It's a Divine Mercy brown scapular. It's beautiful. Check it out on the app or at relevantradio.com. Get a hold of us at the phone number as well, 877-291-0123. This is the only time, Father Simon fans, that you are going to be able to get this Divine Mercy brown scapular. So make sure you get yours this hour. I know Father Rocky got his. He told us about it when we were praying at lunchtime. So He got in on his because he has missed out on some of the pledge premiums in the past. So he's not missing out on this one. Mary, we went over the $1 million mark, but that means that we still have $2 million to go before the end of the week. So we have a long way to go. We really need your help. And just that very special pledge premium today at the dollar a day giving level. Again, it's today only, the Divine Mercy brown scapular. And a couple of other special items are right with the Divine Mercy scapular as well, Mary.
That's right. When you make your gift, you will also receive the book for a dollar a day, How They Love Mary. It is a book that's written by Father Edward Looney, and it has 28 life-changing stories on the devotion of Our Lady. And if you can make your gift either at relevantradio.com or by using the app on your smartphone or tablet, you'll also get the download from Father Rocky, The Power of the Memorari. And that is a great little talk. It's a brand new one from Father Rocky, and he shares some personal stories with you on how that prayer has changed his life. So what better time to do it than right now? Relevantradio.com, using the app on your smartphone or tablet, make that gift of a dollar a day. We will send you all of those gifts all in one. And the scapular is kind of like a trifecta when you visit the website or the app. You can read a little bit more about it. It's beautiful. It's fabulous. And it's yours for a dollar a day while supplies last, and today only, at relevantradio.com or using the app on your smartphone or tablet, or 877-291-0123.
Listen, I've traveled every road in this here land. I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Across the deserts bare, man. I breathe the mountain air.
I love this song. It reminds me of my classmate, may he rest in peace, Father Bill Eddy, one of the finest priests I've ever known. But he could drive. Boy, could he. All right, well, I want to go to the gospel just before we go to letters. There's just a couple things I want to mention in the gospel. I will not reject anyone who comes to me. Well, that's really nice. You know, Jesus won't reject anyone. He doesn't say that. I will not reject anyone who comes to me. You got to come to Jesus. But what we expect is Jesus to come to us. Well, I couldn't believe in a God who wouldn't allow me to do this, or would forbid that, or I don't know about all these rules. we want Jesus to come to us. And Jesus says, you come to me. Like Peter in the boat. Come to me. Do you understand what I'm saying here? That we should conform to him, to go where he is. Jesus said, where I am, my servant will be. And where is he? The cross. But instead, I want Jesus to accompany me. I want Jesus to walk with me. No, we walk with him. It's different. I want Jesus to be my friend. Well, Jesus is certainly your friend, but he's also your Lord. All right. Continuing with just a few ideas here. This is the will of my Father, that everyone who sees the Son and believes in him may have eternal life. Well, I believe in Jesus. I'm always telling you that believe means trust. I trust in Jesus, but I've never seen him. Haven't you been to Mass? This is one of the great things about being Catholic. When I hold up the Blessed Sacrament, you're seeing Jesus. Well, I'm seeing a piece of bread. No, you're seeing what looks like a piece of bread. You're seeing Jesus in his body, blood, soul, and divinity, his humanity and his divinity, the whole Christ. You're seeing Jesus. One of the most powerful moments in my life, when I was on a Mater Dei tour, a wonderful tour group of the Holy Land, and with lots of relevant radio listeners, and I had the privilege of saying Mass in the Holy Sepulchre, in the sepulchre itself, and I brought the Blessed Sacrament out for Holy Communion and held up the host and the chalice and said, behold the Lamb of God, or the host and the ciborium, behold the Lamb of God, behold him who takes away the sins of the world. To stand outside that tomb where Jesus had stood, saying to Mary Magdalene, go tell my brothers. You see, this is just the great privilege we have as Catholics, that we can see the Lord, even if we've never had a vision. We can see the Son, and we can trust him, and we can gain eternal life, and he will raise us up on the last day. I just think that is such a privilege we have as Catholics. So, all right, let us go now to letters. Okay, where'd the letters go? Here's one. Oh, I got one letters. Is it okay to have bells during Lent at Mass? Yes, it is. The only time we don't have bells is from the Gloria of Holy Thursday to the Gloria of the Easter Vigil. You don't have bells on Good Friday traditionally. You don't have bells at the Mass after the Gloria. We got this, yes, the voice matters, reminded the hammer thing. We called it the clacker, and it always causes people to jump out of their pew when you have this old wooden clacker that sounds like hammer on nails. It's pretty neat. We got a lot of neat stuff in the Catholic Church. All right. Where was I? All right. This is from Jan, May 2nd. A woman called to ask you to clarify the Greek word used in Scripture when Jesus told Peter to feed my sheep, then tend my sheep, then feed my sheep. No, it's feed my lambs, tend my sheep, feed my sheep. Seems to me that one could see that easily as a reference to the Eucharist and to the priestly role, providing the faithful with the bread of life. So what's also struck me is the word tend. It has the meaning to govern. Okay. Jumped out at me because Jesus said to Peter, whom he gave the keys. So there's so much going on in this exchange between Jesus and Peter. And you're absolutely right, Jan. Well, God bless. And thanks so much for listening. I think it can be construed. Is that the right word? As a Eucharistic reference. All right. Let's see here. This is from Lillian in San Antonio. What happened to the Pharisees and the scribes who orchestrated the farce resulting in the crucifixion of our Lord Jesus Christ? Well, the scribes were lawyers, but the Pharisees did not orchestrate the crucifixion. The Sadducees did. Once again, who were the Sadducees? It was a sect, a political party a political slash religious party that was composed mostly of priestly families, and they were entrusted by the Roman government with the day-to-day governing of Israel. They were respected by the people. They were necessary in the temple rituals, and they did a lot of the work of government. They convened the Sanhedrin. Now, the Sanhedrin was the supreme court of the Jews, and there was the Great Sanhedrin, and then there was the Lesser Sanhedrin. Great Sanhedrin, I think, was about 70 people. The Lesser Sanhedrin was about 25. And then you had different, what they called houses of judgment, Bes Din, that were that could be any three rabbis convened. But there were Pharisees in the Sanhedrin, but it is pretty clear, I think, from Scripture that Jesus was not convicted by the Great Sanhedrin, the Supreme Court. He would have been convicted by a lesser Sanhedrin, a smaller Sanhedrin, of people who were gathered together from among the priestly families for the express purpose of condemning Jesus. And they violated their own rules in that they did not wait the whole day. When someone was condemned for a capital crime, you had to wait for a little bit. I think it was over a day for the sentence to be carried out. So in case evidence could acquit him, it would have the time to arise. But more importantly, and this is really the thing, no Pharisee would ever have handed over a fellow Israelite, a fellow Jew, to a foreign government for execution. I think it's important to understand. This was absolutely foreign to them. And the punishment for blasphemy, of which Jesus was accused, was not crucifixion. It was stoning. And the Pharisees, with their devotion to the law, would have insisted that, had they been involved in convicting Jesus, which they weren't, they would have insisted on stoning. Why did the Sadducees hand over Jesus to the Romans to have him crucified? A completely un-Jewish way to execute a criminal. Completely. It was a foreign to the law. And I believe that the Sadducees wanted to completely discredit Jesus, who was threatening the wealth that they were getting from the temple. That if they got him crucified, it would prove that he was not the Messiah, because the scripture says, cursed is he who dies hanging from a tree. Hanging was not a Jewish punishment, but they said, cursed is he who dies hanging from a tree. And crucifixion was thought of as a form of hanging from a tree. So if they could get him crucified, that would prove he wasn't the Messiah, because why would God curse his own Messiah? Well, they didn't understand the depth of the love of God and the nature of him whom they were crucifying. So the Pharisees did not crucify Jesus. Now, this is kind of important, because when people say something ridiculous like, well, the Jews killed Christ, no, they didn't. Jews today are the theological descendants of the Pharisees. The Sadducees ceased to exist as a group when the temple was destroyed. And so that libel is absolutely unfounded. Okay, well, speaking of things biblical, we're going to the pitch center, and we'll pitch biblically.
How to do that, Father Simon? Okay, we'll pitch biblically right now, 877-291-0123. Online, you can give at relevantradio.com or on the Relevant Radio app. Neil Robbins joining Mary Graham, just stepping away from Father Simon for just a moment here to ask you to support this great mission of Relevant Radio. You'll learn about the Bible and the faith every single day here from Father Simon. And what's that worth to you? How about a dollar a day? How about a dollar a day, and we'll throw in the other 23 hours of the broadcast calendar, our broadcast a day for you, a dollar a day, and we have a very special thank you gift, but you want to get it before they're all gone. We only have a limited number of these beautiful Divine Mercy brown scapulars. And Mary, I heard Josh and Cale talking earlier. Josh had never seen a Divine Mercy brown scapular before. I sure haven't seen Divine Mercy brown scapular before. These are very special. And of course, the promises given by Our Lady to St. Simon Stock for anybody wearing a scapular. Also, the promises of Jesus to St. Faustina, to anyone with the Divine Mercy image. These are both in one scapular, plus a St. Mm-hmm. Benedict medal attached to the scapular. And that medal is known, of course, for its powerful protection against spiritual attacks. Please check it out at relevantradio.com or on the app. And while you're there, make a donation, right, Mary?
And I will bet you that if you wait until the 3 o'clock hour Central Time during the Hour of Mercy, if there's any left at that time, they will be gone before that hour is over. So don't wait. Do not procrastinate. Call now. It's 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. Even better yet, when you want to make that pledge here to Divine Mercy Radio, do it either at our website, relevantradio.com, or use the app on your smartphone or tablet. And then in addition to the book from Father Looney, you will get the book, How They Love Mary. You'll also get the scapular, and you will get the download that comes instantly, The Power of the Memorare by Father Rocky. And that's a great little talk. We love his talks each and every pledge drive. We get something fabulous from Father Rocky, and you do not want to miss out on this. All of that is yours for a dollar a day if you make your pledge at relevantradio.com or use the app on your smartphone or tablet.
But as Mary said, it's, we get into that Divine Mercy Chapel at our 3 o'clock hour Central Time with Drew Mariani. Yeah, boom. Everything, all of the Divine Mercy Brown scapulars will go flying out of here so fast. Make sure you get one right now. 877-291-0123. Online at relevantradio.com or on the Relevant Radio app. There comes another one. Thank you from Catherine, Mobile, Alabama. Thank you for your dollar a day gift. Give yours now.
Listener supported.
Yeah. Bringing Christ to the world through the media.
This is the Relevant Radio Spring Pledge Drive. Give hope.
Well, we're back. I think we're back. The voice in my head reassuringly says every once in a while, you're live. And I'm grateful for the reassurance. But let's go. The phone lines are wide open at 888-914-9149 to answer any question you may have about the Lord, the Faith, Church, and the big book on the coffee table, the Bible, 888-914-9149. But I want to go back to something here in the gospel. What did I forget? Oh, no, not the gospel. In one of the letters that I had, I didn't really answer the question that Lillian had in the last one. I just gave the background. Her question was, what happened to the Pharisees and scribes? Well, the Pharisees and the scribes, you can't blame them for the crucifixion of Christ. You can blame the Sadducees. What happened to the Pharisees and the scribes? They're still around. I've known Pharisees and I've known scribes. A Pharisee, any Jew you meet today, be he Orthodox, Reform, Conservative, Reconstructionist, there are a number of Jewish, interpretations of the law. But theologically, they are all descendants of the Pharisees. My dear friend, may he rest in peace, Rabbi Lefkowitz, and my friend Rabbi Lazowski, who is quite well and alive, they would both say that they're Pharisees. Father Rabbi Lefkowitz used to love to upset audiences of Christians to whom he might be lecturing by saying, "I am a Pharisee," because we use that word as an insult. It shouldn't be. The Pharisees were a noble group of people who defended the common man, and they could be a little kind of scrupulous about the law, but they were heroic. The Sadducees were the collaborationists with the Greco-Roman world and with the Roman Empire. They were the ones who really didn't believe much of this stuff, but they profited mightily by it. The Pharisees are given a bad rap. So you meet a rabbi, especially an Orthodox one, and ask him, "Are you a Pharisee?" We would say, "Well, yes." And the scribes? The scribes no longer have their legal function as experts in the law. Rabbis have taken over that function. But they're still scribes. A scribe was someone who copied, hand-copied, the Torah. and the books of the Hebrew scripture, but especially Torah. A Torah has to be exactly copied. And to this day, in synagogues, they don't use printed Torahs. They use parchment scrolls that are handwritten. They can cost $40,000. It takes a year of expert work to make a Torah. And so the scribes still have that function. So what happened to the scribes and the Pharisees? Well, they live in Rogers Park and in Skokie, where I was pastor. All right, let's see, where are we here? Well, let's go to phone calls. Can we go to phone calls? No, we're going to go to the Word of the Day. Why am I? I get confused by the pledge drive. But again, thank you for your generosity. And if you want to help us out, and we really do need the help, 877-291-0123. That's you can go to the app or you can go to the website to donate. But if you want to call in, 877-291-0123. Also, the phone lines to ask questions are open at 888-914-9149. If you have a question, and I think there are lines open, 888-914-9149. But the word of the day, what did I say was going to be the word? Oh, unclean. it's a very interesting word. We hear in the first reading that unclean spirits, crying out in a loud voice, came out of many possessed people. What is an unclean spirit? Well, the whole idea of clean and unclean, very interesting. The word kosher appears only once in the Hebrew scriptures in the book of Esther. We use that word kosher. It means acceptable. But clean and unclean are the more common designations. There are foods that are unclean and there are animals that are unclean. What does that mean? Well, to be clean can mean to be washed, but it means to be ritually pure. It has very little to do with what we think of as hygienic cleanliness. It's about something is clean. It means it is acceptable for religious use. And you'll see Jews, if you go to a kosher restaurant, you will see a little sink in the corner, and there is a little cup with two handles, and an observant Jew will go and wash his hands in a prescribed manner. Balling the hand, one hand, rubbing it in the palm of the other, then balling the second hand, rubbing it in the palm of the first, and even the amount of water used is prescribed. This is a ritual that makes them able to eat, not hygienically, but to be able to eat in a religious way. Cleanliness, ritual cleanliness, has to do with the ability to pray. You cannot pray unwashed. This comes to us in our baptism and in the holy water fountain. You follow? Very interesting. So, an unclean spirit is one that hinders you from entering the presence of God. At least that's the way I'm thinking of it. I think that's what it really is. An unclean spirit is a spirit that hinders you from prayer. You cannot be in the presence of God if you are unclean. And that would be for us in a state of mortal sin. The washing element in Judaism and in Christianity symbolizes that cleanliness. But what it really means is a spirit that alienates us from God. So that's how I'm looking at it. Again, take it with a grain of salt, but there you go. All right, let's go to phone calls.
Ahoy!
Mary from Virginia. Are you with us, Mary? What can I do for you?
Hi, Father. Thank you for taking my call, and ahoy
to
you.
Ahoy.
ahoy. So I have a wedding to go to, and
oh,
it's my godson, and he's
yes.
Catholic, and she's not. And mm-hmm. I wrote him and I asked him if he was going to have a priest residing at the wedding mm-hmm. or talk to him about the dispensation from the bishop.
Yeah.
And his
yeah.
comment was basically that they were being married by her pastor, who is Methodist.
Mm-hmm.
They're just
mm-hmm.
and that they're discerning their future denomination, working to build a pattern that allows both to participate in faith in the ways that feed their spiritual needs, which is for him academic and ritual, and for hers is community and charisma. So I'm wondering how to respond to that. I mean, I think it's wonderful in the first fact that they are even talking about it. But
sure.
Can I even go to that wedding?
What I would do is this. I would let him know your your position, that you believe that your relationship to him is because of your Catholic faith. And you would urge him to genuinely understand what Catholicism is. And the word you can have him call into me, have him write me. But the word church, ecclesia, the classical word for church, means a calling. It's a vocation. You don't get to pick your church. The church calls you. God calls you into this particular church life. So what I would do in your situation, having let him know your position, and say, I love you very much, and I'm delighted that you found a young woman to whom faith is important. And then not go to the ceremony, but I would go to the, if it's not going to cause scandal, that's why you have to make your position known. For the sake of the unity of the family, I would go to the reception, though I would not give a wedding gift, a wedding card. I would give a gift, but make sure you don't have it in wedding paper. You don't have a note, congratulations on your wedding. Let him know that you don't feel that this is, you know, the wedding that should be. Again, the important thing here is not to give scandal. You don't want to give scandal by, say, cutting him off, but you don't want to give scandal, say, that you're approving of what he's doing. So that middle ground, now I couldn't do that. Being a priest, that would be an approbation. But you having made your position clear, I think that's the most reasonable thing to do. Does that help?
Well, it does. So are you saying then that I shouldn't go to the, I mean, it's probably going to cause a big rift in the family if I don't go.
Well, not to the ceremony, but go to the party. Go to the party, not the ceremony.
Okay.
It's the middle ground.
Okay.
And
okay.
If people say, how could you do this? I mean, I've done this with my own family. How can you do this? Say, I'm assuming that this young man and woman have a conscience and they're obeying their conscience. I have a conscience too. And because I love them, I'm following my conscience. I don't not love them. I do love them, and that's why I'm doing this. And if you don't think this is love, well, that's not your problem. I have a conscience, you have a conscience, they have a conscience. We have to obey our conscience. Does that help?
Well, and it does help. And you know, I was specific when I communicated with him, telling I couldn't wait to meet his bride and all that. But mentioned the word too much.
Yes,
marriage,
yes.
But I said specifically wedding, not marriage.
It's a tough thing. It's a tough thing, and I've been through it. I got to let you go because we got to go to a break. But I'll be praying for you because it's a tough thing, and I've been down that road. It's very painful. All right, where are we going now? We're going to a miracle moment, aren't we? Yes, a miracle moment. Those are worth listening to.
Here's another Relevant Radio miracle moment.
I've been trying to go to confession for 65 years.
Yeah.
And finally, Saturday was the day, and I walked into the church, and there was a gust of wind, and one of the side doors blew open when I walked in, and I thought, wow, what an entrance. Some lady came out, oh, can I help you? And I said, yeah, I'm trying to find out about the sacrament of reconciliation. And she says, oh, Father's not here yet. And all of a sudden, oh, I'm here, I got time, I'll do it right now.
So there's no escape for you now, Howard.
Oh,
there's no,
gosh, no. It was marvelous. I walked out. I was, you know, probably 4 or 5 inches off the ground. Father Bob, my confessor, said to me, what brought you here? And I said, Relevant Radio, Father Rocky, Patrick McQuinn.
This miracle moment was brought to you by you. You can give on the Relevant Radio app or at relevantradio.com.
Absolutely love those miracle moments. Do you have one too? Most of us do. Some time in our faith walk where we went, aha. How has Relevant Radio impacted that faith walk for you and your miracle moment? Let us know when you visit our website, relevantradio.com. Open up the app on your smartphone or give us a call at 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. And today only, we have a very, very special gift for you, and that's this amazing Divine Mercy Brown Scapular.
That's right, Mary. It's a very unique bronze scapular. It combines the promises given by Our Lady to St. Simon Stock. And if you don't know the story behind the scapular, this happened way back in 1251. Our Lady appeared to St. Simon Stock. And when she appeared to him, she handed him a brown woolen scapular. And she said to him, "This shall be a privilege for you and all Carmelites that anyone dying in this habit shall not suffer eternal fire." The lady, of course, rather than wearing the full habit, embraced a smaller version of it, which is the brown scapular that we wear on our shoulders. And this one that we have for you today at the Dollar a Day giving level, it's beautiful, a Divine Mercy brown scapular. So it combines the promises of Our Lady to St. Simon Stock, and in addition to that, the promises given by Jesus to St. Faustina, that anyone with the Divine Mercy image, this is, and the St. Benedict. I forgot about the St. Benedict medal, Mary Graham. So that's a triple, a trifecta of spiritual protection. You got it. And it's a dollar a day. And make sure you get one before they're all gone, as Mary mentioned earlier this hour. Once we get to that 3 o'clock central hour, the hour of power, the Divine Mercy Chaplet hour, they are really going to start flying out of here. So if you want one of these special Divine Mercy brown scapulars, you want to get in on it right now, relevantradio.com, the app, or Mary at 877-291-0123.
We want to say thank you to Jeanette in California for your special gift of $2,500. Yes, you can give more than a dollar a day if it's in your budget to do so. You certainly can. Philip in Boulder Creek, Colorado made that gift of a dollar a day. Bernadette in Albuquerque, New Mexico, thank you for your dollar a day. And Diane in Coon Rapids, Minnesota made a gift of a dollar a day. And Diane is a brand new donor. Thank you, Diane, for joining the team here at relevantradio.com. Will you do it too? Can you make a gift of a dollar a day? We've got this special scapular ready for you. Today is the only day we have them available, and when they are gone, they are gone. You do not want to miss out. It's 877-291-0123, your smartphone, tablet, on the app, or relevantradio.com.
That is the Fever River String Band, one of the finest old-timey bluegrass bands I have ever heard. And they are here in the Cheddar Curtain, just in southwestern Wisconsin, northwestern Illinois. And they're really great, Fever River String Band. I like them. At any rate, let's go to phone calls. The lines are open. 888-914-9149. I think we got a couple lines. 888-914-9149. Let's go. Oh, Barb from Rosemont, Minnesota. What can I do for you, Barb?
Hi, Father Paul. Hello, Father Simon.
Whichever father I am. Well, we all look alike. Yeah. But, yes.
I have a book called La Popessa. Yes. It's the controversial biography of Sister Pasqualina. I was wondering, have you ever heard of it?
Oh, I've read it. Oh, yes, I've read it. Yes, yes. And I would take that book with quite a grain of salt. Mother Pasqualina was Pius the 12th's housekeeper and secretary. Oh, there's the salt shaker. You can hear that. It's a funny thing in the priesthood. You do develop, I suppose the best way to call it is gatekeepers, especially if there's a lot of people knocking on your door. And I get the impression that Mother Pasqualina, who's non-religious name was Josephina Lehnert. She was a German housekeeper, and Pius XII loved the Germans. He did not love Hitler. I mean, Hitler tried to have him killed. And, you know, there was a tremendous antipathy between Pius XII and Hitler. In fact, there's a wonderful book on this. Is Rabbi David Dahlen's book, The Myth of Hitler's Pope, and our special assignment, which is a fellow who you tried to, I can't think of, Dan Kurtzman, I think his name is. He was going to write a book exposing Pius XII's anti-Semitism, and what he found out was that Pius wasn't an anti-Semite. He wrote a completely different book. So Mother Pascalina, in the Popessa, they kind of say that in her capacity as gatekeeper, she offended people like Cardinal Roncalli, who became Pope Saint John the 23rd, and Giovanni Montini, who became Pope Saint Paul the 6th, and Pius XII had become very ill, and so she was very protective of him. She had known him since, I think, 1917, and she had managed his house and was, practically speaking, family to him. You know, and of course, nothing untoward. And something they don't mention, as far as I can tell, in the book La Popessa, she was really involved in the papal charities. And she employed, I think, 40 people working at this charitable institution she started. And in 1944, she was the one in charge of finding food and shelter for 15,000 Jewish refugees who were hiding inside the Vatican in Castel Gandolfo from the Nazis. So they don't mention that. She didn't particularly like people like Roncalli and Montini, even though they were eventually canonized, and they weren't that fond of her, one begins to think. But she did valiant things. So it's an interesting book, but as all things, it should be read carefully and looking for the other view. So does that help?
It does. Yes.
Yeah,
thank you.
It's an interesting book, but
it is.
You know,
it
as
just
with all things,
the end.
Yeah, it is. It is. But you got to remember that she was very involved with Pius XII's charities, especially to the Jews,
Well, that's good to know.
Yeah, it is. It is. You know, nothing is altogether black or white, she was honored by. A lot of people, and Cardinal Joseph Ratzinger, for instance, attended her funerals. Of course, he was and is Benedict the 16th. So, well, thanks for calling. Thanks for listening. You know, there's two sides to just about everything. So, it's, you know, you've heard the saying, one should keep an open mind, but it's quite another thing to let geese fly around in there. But I digress. There you go. Thanks.
Well, I appreciate your time and helping me out with it, because I really wondered.
Well, it's okay to read. Just read other things too. You know, look up things. Well, we got to go because we're going to the call center. But thanks for calling in, everyone. Thanks for listening. And again, thanks for all your kindness. I do so enjoy doing this. I hope you get something out of it, because I get a lot out of it. I'm learning a lot every day.
All right, Father Simon fans, you need to get your brown scapular right now, a very special Divine Mercy brown scapular. We're giving them away at the dollar a day giving level, but once they're gone, they are gone. 877-291-0123, 877-291-0123. Online, you can give at relevantradio.com or the Relevant Radio app. Along with the scapular, we have the book, How They Love Mary. It's by Father Edward Looney. You've heard him as a guest on Drew's show, also on Morning Air, and you frequently hear him on Mass here at News Central on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. In this book, he explores the many ways that holy men and women have honored Mary throughout time. Folks like St. Faustina, St. Kateri Tekakwitha, Bishop Sheen, St. Padre Pio, St. Damian of Molokai, and many, many more. They're all included in Father Edward Looney's book, How They Love Mary and the Divine Mercy Scapular, along with it. And what a special Divine Mercy bronze scapular, Mary Graham.
It is absolutely spectacular. It's a very unique one. If you haven't seen it yet, visit our website. It is relevantradio.com, or open up the app on your smartphone or tablet and tap the Donate Now button, and you'll see it pop up right there at the head of the top of the screen. It's got the Divine Mercy on one side with the promise of the brown scapular on the other side. And then it also has a little cross on there, and it's got the a medal for Saint Benedict. So it's like a trifecta of blessings that are coming your way with this scapular. Again, you can see it plain and simple at relevantradio.com or by using the app on your smartphone or tablet. A dollar a day is what we're asking for, and that's exactly what Brian did in Evergreen Park, Illinois. Also became a member of the Recurring Gift Society. Thank you for that. We had a $2,000 gift came in from Marianne in Chicago. Thank you for your help and your support. We do appreciate that as well. And a dollar a day from Marie in Melrose Park, Illinois. She also said, you know, I'm going to make this keep on going. And she joined the Recurring Gift Society. Thank you for your help. And you can do it too. It's real simple. RelevantRadio.com. Use the app or call 877-291-0123.
You know, Mary, folks always want to know how we are doing as far as dollars coming in for the pledge drive. We're a little over $1 million right now, which means we have $2 million to go. But we should be, well, as of a couple of hours ago, we should have been at the $1.5 million mark to be halfway to $3 million. So we're a little behind where we should be. We really need your help in this Relevant Radio Give Hope pledge drive. So please get a hold of us now. RelevantRadio.com, the app, or 877-291-0123. You can give in any amount today, but we are asking, if you have a dollar a day, go for that, because we have that very special Divine Mercy brown scapular for you. And with the brown scapular, it's got the Divine Mercy image there. The Saint Benedict medal is attached to the brown scapular. Very nice. You can see it for yourself at relevantradio.com or on the Relevant Radio app. And along with the beautiful Divine Mercy brown scapular, we're going to include the brand new book from Father Edward Looney, How They Love Mary. Both are yours today at the dollar a day giving level, relevantradio.com, the app, or at 877-291-0123. And I almost forgot about this, Mary. You also get, if you give online, for all of our online givers all week long, the brand new MP3 by Father Rocky called The Power of the Memorare. So you get quite a few gifts today at that dollar a day giving level, especially if you give online, relevantradio.com or the Relevant Radio app.
And remember, when you give online, it's faster than calling, super easy, and extremely secure. So you will have your gift in and out, lickety-split, if you visit relevantradio.com or use the app on your smartphone or tablet. A dollar a day will get you this special scapular. It's a Divine Mercy scapular. I've never seen anyone like it. You can see that at the website, or if you open up the app on your smartphone and make that gift of a dollar a day. Today is the only day that this is available. So don't think, oh, I'll get to it tomorrow. I'm sure they'll have extras. I'll get one tomorrow. Nope. It's not how it works. Today is the day. So make that gift. We need to hear from you. 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. If you prefer the old-fashioned way of picking up the phone call, you can do that too. Give from the heart at relevantradio.com. Use the app on your smartphone or tablet. And when you do, you will give hope to your local community. Today's the only day. Make that gift just a dollar a day.